AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Chicago,
Robert Kelly was indicted before a Cook County grand jury.
Cook County attorney Kim Cook says R. Kelly is facing 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. The charges involve four women. Three of them were much younger than Kelly.
Based on the victims being under the age of 17 and Robert Kelly being more than 5 years older than that victim.
R. Kelly has been trailed for decades by lurid rumors that made him public enemy number one in the Me Too movement. In California, the parents of 13 children pleaded guilty to abuse and torture charges. David and Louise Turpin faced 14 counts, accused of shackling some of their children to beds and starving them. District Attorney Michael Hestron wants 25 years to life for both of them.
Given the age of both the defendants, essentially what the Turpins pled to today was the maximum that they could get under California law.
President Trump says he will veto any attempt by Congress to block his declaration of a national emergency at the border.
100%. And I don't think it survives a veto. We have too many smart people that want border security, so I can't imagine it could survive a veto, but I will veto it, yes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading the way on this.
The president's emergency declaration would fundamentally alter the balance of powers, violating our founders' vision for America, and that part of that vision was that we do not have a monarch.
Pelosi says she will vote on the resolution on Tuesday. Six House Democrat committee heads are calling on Attorney General William Barr to make Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report public, including any evidence of misconduct by President Trump. That report is expected to be released soon. On the trade front, President Trump says he will consider delaying a March 2nd deadline to reach a trade deal with Beijing before he would escalate tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. This is AP Radio News. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft faces misdemeanor charges of soliciting a prostitute. Police in Florida say Kraft was videotaped twice at a massage parlor. The 77-year-old Kraft denied any wrongdoing. The Patriots owner is friends with President Trump.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
Under league policy, players, owners, coaches, and other employees can be punished for conduct detrimental to the integrity of and public confidence in the National Football League. Jussie Smollett is being written out of the final two episodes of this season of the TV show Empire. Producers say it's to avoid further disruption on set. Smollett was arrested on charges he staged a racist anti-gay attack on himself last month in downtown Chicago. He turned himself into police yesterday. Empire is filmed in Chicago. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.